The Warriors face the Rockets in Houston on Thursday night in the second meeting of the season between these two teams who sit at the top of the Western Conference standings. And the first meeting was, of course, opening night as the Warriors arriving in Houston for the second half of a Texas swing that brought the team to Dallas for a battle with the Mavericks on Wednesday night. Stephen Curry, a tremendous night. 6 3-pointers and a game-high 32 points. Some critical points at the end of the game, while Kevin Durant strong on both ends, 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. And Klay Thompson with 25 points and some key buckets late as Steph, as he's done before in Dallas, delivers the game winner in the 125-122 win. Here's what we heard from KD afterward.
Man, it was a crazy game. I mean, we missed some shots and they came down. It felt like they was making every three-pointer and they've been playing extremely well lately. So we knew their confidence was high coming in here, especially in their home floor, on their home floor. And they made huge shots all night. You got to give them credit, but we got the best shooter to ever play, and he came off a pick and roll wide open, and I knew it was going down as soon as he let it go. So we don't want to be put in that position because we were up like 12, 14 in the fourth quarter. But sometimes you just gotta. That's just a situation, and I'm glad Steph made the shot.
What happened, particularly in that 10-0 run? Have you had a 10-0 run in like the last 2 minutes with a lot of weird turnovers?
Yeah, just I got a block, and I seen Steph for a wide open layup, and somebody came from behind and tipped the ball out. You know, we had a few just lazy passes, but Klay made a big layup there to go up two, and then obviously Steph hit the big jump shot. So try to be next play, have a next play mentality, and we made plays when we needed to.
What do you expect from this Rockets team tomorrow without James Harden?
Well, they won tonight. Gerald Green came out and played extremely well for them. I think that's a great pickup. You know, another guy that can shoot three, that's athletic. So we know they're trying to figure it out. I mean, got your best player down with an injury. I think a lot of guys are looking forward to the opportunity to step up. So we know this team is, they shoot a lot of threes. They're really good in their building, and they play fast. And it's going to put a lot of pressure on our defense, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
What's going to be the key to getting the defense back to where it was most of December?
Just talking and communicating. I feel like we didn't talk as much. The last two games, and you know, it's just a matter of us just, you know, making sure every situation we know how we're gonna handle it, whether it's side pick and roll, middle pick and roll, post up situations, pin downs, just knowing how we're gonna cover it, and we'll be fine. This team is hard to guard. They move the ball so well. They slip out of screens. They throw lobs. They got small guards that can get in the paint and penetrate. So it's a tough team to guard. So we got to be better if we want to get to where we want to get to. But you know, we can learn from our mistakes.
As much as you guys benefit with Steph being back, how much of any of the career have you sensed like the guard being let down, just knowing, hey, he's back and we can rely on him?
I wouldn't say the guard is down, but just having a guy out there that can go off and just change the game for you with his three-point shooting. You know, sometimes we tend to rely on that so much with him and Klay out there running around and shooting threes. Sometimes we relax just a second, and when the team see us relax, you know, they just try to bust through that door, and you know, and that's when they go on 10-0 runs, or you know, they come back from down 15-16 because we might relax for one possession, you know what I mean? So teams are looking for that when they play us, and it's going to be hard for us to stay focused every single possession, but that's a good challenge that we have to be up for every night.
And now we listen into head coach Steve Kerr's comments in the postgame.
No, that's always a key for us. I mean, we walk this fine line between, you know, chaos and disorder. And we're at our best when we can be loose and free, but we've got to have the discipline that goes along with that. When we do that, when we find that balance, we're really, really hard to beat. And what was interesting is we didn't turn it over that much tonight. I think we ended up with 13 turnovers, so... I thought most of the mistakes came on the defensive end. They made like 19 threes. You know, we've been the best team in the league at defending the three-point line the last several years, and we're not anymore. We're maybe 10th or 11th. So it's an area of concern, major concern. And we're going to go play a team tomorrow that's going to maybe shoot 60 of them. So we need to clean that up. Yeah, and I think... you know, to truly be at your best in this league defensively, you got to be flying out on rotations and closing out hard on three-point shooters. And you can't leave the strong corner. We did that at least a couple of times tonight, giving guys wide open corner threes. And then box outs. You know, when you don't box out, the three-point line's wide open. It's probably the best time to get a three-point shot offensively is coming off an offensive board because the defense is scattered. So when you mix all that stuff together, you know, you get the mistakes that we made tonight. But again, you know, it's a road win against a team that's playing really well. And we did a lot of great things, so I'm not going to let those last, you know, 3-4 minutes mar what was a hell of a win. But we need to learn from our mistakes, too.
Do you think the lack of focus has something to do with it being January and not April, May, June?
I don't know why it would be hard to focus in January. It's a great month. Got the NFL playoffs going on. It's a little cold around the country, but we live in the Bay Area, so... January we should be able to focus just as well in January as May. Can you imagine if you had a bad grade, you know, in January and sixth grade, you have a bad grade in your test and the teacher says, what's going on? Well, it's January. I mean, I'm just, I just couldn't focus. But, you know, Mrs. Jones, come May, I'm going to be locked in. So don't worry about me. What is that?
What did you see with the Bell Harris play?
Looked like he set a hard screen. I think he got called for a foul on the screen. And that was it. Just looked like an illegal screen. And Devin just responded. I guess he was angry with the way he got bumped or whatever. And he didn't take a punch. He took a swipe at him. And that's why they called the technical. I think the refs got it right. It was a foul on Jordan. And it was a tech on Devin. And so no big deal. No harm done.
Steve, where is this team right now? You guys won 15 out of 17, but how well has this team played during this stretch?
Well, it's been an interesting stretch with all the injuries. We've had different looks, different lineups. So I'm very, very proud of our guys for putting together this this last month, 5 weeks. They've done a great job playing through all that stuff, winning games. But it's nice to have everybody back now. And I think as we go, now we can start to build some momentum so that hopefully the focus and the attention to detail gets a little bit better.
And after Thursday's game in Houston against the Rockets, the Warriors wrap up this road trip in Los Angeles as they take on the Clippers at Staples Center on Saturday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.